Lesson 35, Adjectives of the Third Declension and Comparative Adjectives. In Lesson 15, we studied first and second declension adjectives. In this lesson, we are going to study third declension adjectives as well as adjectives that show comparison. By way of review, first of all, a review of the third declension. The first declension is the feminine declension. The second declension is the masculine declension. The third declension is made up of all three genders, that is, masculine, feminine, and neuter. So the characteristics of the third declension are twofold. First of all, the stem of a third declension word is determined by dropping the ending of the genitive singular. You'll remember the first and second declensions, the stem of the word is determined by dropping the ending of the nominative singular. The prominent characteristic of third declension nouns and adjectives, that is, words in the third declension, is the stem of the word is determined by dropping the ending of the genitive singular, not the nominative singular, of the first and second declensions. The second characteristic, the gender of third declension nouns must be learned for each noun individually. You cannot tell by the presentation of the word in a sentence or even in a lexicon without researching it further to find the gender of the word. By way of review, secondly, the adjective. An adjective is a word that modifies or describes a noun. It modifies a noun in four ways. It tells, first of all, whose, that is, possession. Example, he came into his own things. The word for his own, which in Greek would be idios, would be an adjective showing whose things they are. Secondly, an adjective tells which person or thing. Example, the man was walking. The word the or the article, is an adjective. It wasn't just a man was walking, but the particular man was walking. Thirdly, an adjective tells what kind. Examples, the good word. Good would be an adjective describing what kind of word it is. The man is evil. The word evil is an adjective showing what kind of man he is, either good or evil. Fourthly, an adjective shows how many or how much. And this will be the one category that we will be working with today. Example, all of the people were saved. The word all tells how many or how much. All or every one of the people were saved. We also have comparative adjectives. Comparative adjectives express a comparison between two people or two things. Here are two examples. First of all, an example of a regular adjective, he is great. The word great is an adjective describing what kind of man he is. He is great. But a comparative adjective, which would be a comparative adjective of the word great, he is greater, that is, in comparison to someone else. Greater is a comparative adjective expressing that one man is greater than another in comparison. The vocabulary for today's lesson. Megas, that's your nominative singular, and megalu, your genitive singular, is an adjective that means great. Meidzon and meidzonos, the genitive, is a comparative adjective of megas, and it means greater. Our third word is monogenes. Its genitive singular is monogenus, It is an adjective. It means only begotten or only born. Our fourth word, which is found many times in the New Testament, the word pas, genitive singular pantos, adjective, it means all or every. Fifthly, the word pleres, the genitive singular pleres, adjective, it means full. Lesson 35, page 3, we have the declension of pas, the adjective that is translated all or every, telling how many or how much. The nominative masculine singular is pas. The nominative feminine singular is pasa. The nominative neuter is pan. The genitive masculine, pantos. That would mean that the stem of the word is pant. Not pas, but pant. The genitive singular, feminine, pases. The genitive neuter singular, pantos. The dative masculine singular, panti. The dative singular feminine, passe. Notice the iota subscript. The dative singular neuter, panti. The accusative masculine singular is panta. The accusative feminine singular is pasan. And the accusative singular neuter is pan. The plural forms, nominative, masculine, plural, pantes, making reference to all, a multiple number. Nominative feminine plural is pasai, and the nominative plural neuter is panta. The genitive masculine plural is panton. The genitive feminine plural is pason, and the genitive plural neuter is pantone. The dative masculine plural is passi. Notice the movable nu, passin, it's also found. The dative feminine plural is passais, and the dative neuter plural is passi, with a movable nu also, passing. The accusative masculine plural, pantas. The accusative feminine plural is pasas. And the accusative plural neuter is panta. Lesson 35, page 4, the declension of megas, the adjective great or large. The nominative masculine singular is megas. The nominative feminine singular is megale. The nominative neuter singular is mega. The genitive masculine singular is megalu. The genitive feminine singular is megales. And the genitive neuter singular is megalu. Going back to the genitive masculine singular, it tells us that the root of this word is megal. The dative singular masculine, megalo. Notice the iota subscript. The dative feminine singular is megale. Again, notice the iota subscript. And the dative neuter singular is megalo. The accusative feminine singular, megan. Accusative feminine singular is megalein. And the accusative singular neuter is mega. The plural form, nominative masculine, megaloi, the nominative feminine plural, megalai. The nominative neuter plural is megala. The genitive masculine plural, megalon. All three, masculine, feminine, neuter, are megalon. The dative masculine plural, megalois. The dative feminine plural is megalais. And the dative plural neuter is megalois. The accusative masculine is megalus. The feminine, megalas. And the neuter, megala. Lesson 35, page 5, the declension of maidzone. It is a comparative adjective, that is the comparative adjective of megas, the word great. This is the word greater. The nominative masculine singular is maidzone. The feminine is maidzone. The neuter is maidzone, but the omicron instead of the omega. The genitive masculine singular, maidzonos. That means the root of this word is maidzone with an omicron, the genitive masculine singular. All three genitive singulars, masculine, feminine, neuter, are maidzonos. The dative singular is maidzoni. The feminine is maidzoni. And the neuter is maidzoni. The accusative case, masculine singular, maidzona. The accusative feminine singular is maidzone. And the accusative singular neuter is maidzone. The plural nominative masculine is maidzonos. In fact, all three, masculine, feminine, neuter, are maidzonos. The genitive, all three are maidzonon. The dative, all three are maidzosi, or maidzosin, with the movable nu. In the accusative case, the masculine plural is maidzonas. The accusative feminine plural is maidzus. And the accusative plural neuter is maidzona. Here are a few of the declensions of adjectives and comparative adjectives. You should become familiar with the use of adjectives. You might even go back to lesson 15 and review first and second declension adjectives. Lesson 35, exercise 1, the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we are going to read the text of John 1:1-18. And study the third declension adjectives in the text. The material that we have studied in lessons 11-34 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on third declension adjectives, pages 56-58, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. We're going to begin with line 1 and read, just do a reading, and we'll stop and point out the third declension adjectives. Line 1. N, RK, in beginning. Ein, was. Hologos, the word. Kai hologos, and the word. Ein, was. Pros ton theon, with the God. Line 3. Kai Theos, and God, Ein, was Hologos, the Word. Houtos, this one, Ein, was. NRK, in beginning, pros ton theon, with the God. Line 5, verse 3. Panta. Here is your first adjective, all things. The nominative, neuter, all things. Through him became. Diautu egeneto. Kai choris autu egeneto. Ude hen ho gegonen. And without him became not even one thing which has become. Line 7. En auto, in him. Zoe, life, ein was. Kai, he, Zoe, and the life, ein was. Tophos, the light, ton anthropon of the men. Kai, tophos, and the light. En, te, scotia, in the darkness. Phine, is shining. Kai he skotia, and the darkness. Auto, it, u, not, kateleben, overtake. Line 11, verse 6. Agenoto, became, anthropos, a man. Apestomenos, having been sent, para theu, from God. Onoma auto, name of him, Ioannes, John. Houtos, this one, Eothen, came, eis marturion, for a testimony, hina marturese, that he might testify, peri tu photos, concerning the light. Hina, that, pantes. Here's our nominative plural masculine third declension adjective of pas, in order that all might believe, pistousosi. Through, d, autu, him. Line 15, verse 8. Uk ein ekenos. Not was that one, tophos, the light. Al hina marturese, but that he might testify, peri tu photos, concerning the light. Line 17. Ein, he was, tophos, the light, to alethenon, the true. That is, he was the true light. Ho, which, photidze, is enlightening, panta, here's your accusative singular masculine third declension adjective, panta, every man, telling how many or how much, is enlightening every man coming, erchomenon, eis ton kosmon, into the world. Line 19, verse 10. En to kosmo, in the world, ein he was. Kai ho kosmos, and the world, di autu, through him, egeneto, became. Kai ho kosmos, and the world, auton, him, uk, not, egno, nu. Eis ta idia, into the things of his own, eothe, he came. Kai hoi idioi, and the ones of his own, auton, him, u parelebon, they did not receive. Hosoi, as many as, de, but, received, elebon, him, auton. Edoken, he gave, autois, to them, exousion, authority, techna, children, theu, of God, genestai, to become. Tois, that is to the ones, pistiousin, believing, eis to onoma autu, into the name of him. Line 26, verse 13. Hoi hu, uk not, ex haimaton, out of bloods, ude neither, ek philematos, sarkos, out of will of flesh, ude ek philematos, andros, nor out of will of man, all ek theu eganethesan, but out of God were born. Line 28, verse 14. Kai and hologos, the word, sarx, flesh, egeneto, became. Kai and eskenosen, tabernacled, en hemin, among us. Kai ethe asamatha, and we beheld, tain doxon, the glory. Autu of him. Doxon, glory, hos monogenus, as of an only begotten. Here is an adjective, genitive singular masculine of the third declension, as of an only begotten. Monogenus is the genitive of monogenes, the only born, which is a title of Christ, the only unique one. Para patros, from the father. Pleres, again telling how much. It's a nominative singular masculine third declension adjective. Pleres, full. Charitos, of grace. Kai aletheas, and truth. Line 32 at verse 15. Ioannes, John, martyre, is testifying. Periautu, concerning him, kai kekrega, and has cried, legon, saying, Houtos, this one, ein was, hon whom apon I said, ho opiso mu, the one after me. Line 35, erkomenos, coming, emprosthen mu, before me, gegonin has become. Hoti, because, protosmu, first of me, ein he was. Line 36 at verse 16. Kai and ek tu pleromatos, out of the fullness, autu of him. We, hemes, we ourselves all. Here's our adjective of pos, the nominative plural, third declension adjective, pontes. We ourselves all received, elabomen, telling how many. Kai karin, and grace, anti karitos, succeeding grace. Line 38 at verse 17. Hoti, because, honomos, the law, through Moses, dia moseos, was given, edothe. He karis, the grace, kai he aletheia, and the truth, dia Iesu Christu, through Jesus Christ, egeneto, became. Line 41, verse 18, theon, God, udes, no one, heoreka, has seen, popote, at any time, ho monogenes huios, the only begotten Son. Monogenes is the nominative masculine singular third declension adjective as a title for Christ in the attributive position, showing his attributes. He is the only born, the only unique one. Ho-on, the one being, existing, eis ton kopon, into the bosom, to patros, of the Father, Ekenos, that one, exegeseto, declared him. You should continually study and review this exercise while going on to lesson 36 and the study of reflexive, interrogative, and indefinite pronouns.